to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're gonna cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench. The weekend that the Steelers got smoked by the Bengals for a second time, whatever, 41 points they racked up. My buddy lost that weekend just in pro football. And I mean to tell you, this guy's he's clearly one of the top five bettors I've ever, been around. And I mean, this guy makes $2 million a year betting on sports. And he lost $500,000. On that Sunday, if I lost $500,000 on NFL plays on a Sunday on any week, I would literally jump off the George Washington Bridge. I'm not even kidding. People be like, you can't joke about something like that. Who's kidding? Like, if I lost $500,000 on NFL games, I don't know what I'd jump off of. A bridge, a building. I couldn't do it. I'm not Superman. I know that's coming out in December, but I'm not dealing too well, Carver High, with losing $500,000 on NFL games. Like, honestly. And then this weekend, he got smoked. I told you, for that Lions-Viking game. With 4 seconds left, he got smoked. And I saw the guy go pale. Like, he bets, 50 large a game. And I seen him one night make $50,000 on a Dodger game in the playoffs, right? And we sat at this restaurant, at high-end, five-star. Got to have a sport coat on. And we're in there, and he puts this phone up. He's got 50 phones going. He looks like a drug dealer, but he's actually a bettor. And he's got all these, accounts with different houses. And he put the baseball game on in the middle of the table, and the guy came over and said, listen, you can't have the phone on the TV. You can't have sports going on the table here. And this guy's like, well, my dinner's going to be $1,000, so why don't you go – do something else, little doggy, because I'm not turning off the game. Bring me my steaks. I'm going to give you $1,000. I'm going to tip you more than anybody else in this entire restaurant tonight. And you're going to stop talking to me about my playoff baseball game I got going on my phone right here. And everybody else can kiss my ass. And it was the funniest thing I ever saw. I was like, yeah, what he said. And it was by the end of the night, the guy was on our side because he liked the fact that this guy just said, you know what? I don't care what you say to me. Bring me my steaks. I'm watching the game. I got 50 large riding on this game. In fact, I'll throw you out of the restaurant before I'm turning this game off. I love people like that. I really do. I love people like that. But anyway, this guy, I saw him lose $500,000 in a matter of 7 hours. And I mean, if you think that you could handle that kind of loss And that kind of bad luck day, Black Cloud Diner, you know, then you're lying. You know what I mean, Carver? Do you know anyone that, what would you do if you and cousin Sean decided down at the mob bar one day that you'd had enough of working, you're going to lay it all on the line, $500,000, you're going to try to win all kinds of money. And we welcome all of our radio affiliates to the show. Sirius, Mightier 1090, Sportsman App, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. What would you do, Carver High, if you lost 500 large?
Yeah, I couldn't even contemplate something like that. That's just absolutely ridiculous to do that. But, I mean, I know that there's a big difference for some people. You know, 500 large for some people, you know, is... It's just different scales, but I can't even contemplate. I'll never see that much money in my life, probably, so I'm not going to even contemplate it.
I don't know about that. I think there's potential for you to see that kind of money. Do you get devastated, like if the Bills lose in the playoffs or the Islanders lose in the playoffs, are you thoroughly devastated, or are you, all right, it's over tonight?
I'm not like when I was a kid. I mean, when you're younger, I think you have a bigger investment into it. And especially now, you know, being in this line of work for the last 10 or 12 years, whatever it's been, it's kind of changed me a little bit. I don't get as emotional, I guess you could say, with that stuff. And my team's also sucked for so long that I got used to them losing that. It kind of like, it's like this Islander streak, which got broken tonight in Ottawa, by the way. It's like this Islander losing streak.
I bet because on the Islanders.
Because of the things that happened and the way it's kind of just like, whatever, man. I mean, that their season's torpedoed. So it is what it is.
Yeah, but I don't actually agree with you that their season is over. You've already thrown in the towel. I actually think that January, February, and March, they can turn it around. And be ready for the playoffs. I think they can do it, and that's all that matters. But I'll say this. When your team beats my team in the playoffs every time,
right?
60% of the time, it works every time. All I know is that when they lose to the Islanders, I mean, I am just absolutely – it's like I've been gutted. I mean, I can't even – I can't watch ESPN. I can't do anything. I want no part of it. Like when they lose, it's utter. I got to go see a priest.
I got to tell you, I definitely didn't feel good this morning because I hate the Patriots so much that bothered me last night. I hate losing to the Patriots. Yeah. It bothers me.
I hate it. My team lost to the same team 4 championship games in a row. I hate those people. I just wanted to say I hate them all dead before the holidays, you know, officially hit like Christmas and everything. I hate them all dead. I got to tell you, I love Kenny the Jet. I like Shaq. I like Chuck. I like, you know, Ernie. I've known him forever. But I have to tell you, like, this is just me. You know, if you wear sneakers with a suit, you're a male organ. You cannot wear, you just can't wear basketball shoes with a suit. Okay. I went to the game the other day and I got, you know, I got a blazer. I got some nice shirts and dress shoes because I go to fancy restaurants, right? And I like to eat good food. And it's like a hobby. I go to nice restaurants. And so I'm sitting there in the room and the guy says, "You think you got enough shoes?" He goes, What are those shoes for?" I said, "Well, I'm not like you and I'm not going to wear basketball shoes to the $1,000 dinner we're about to eat, right? Like I wear basketball shoes to play basketball. I don't wear basketball shoes out to dinner, right? You know, male organ of the month club. Who wears, like Kenny looks silly. I know people say those are really nice kicks. They are, but you don't wear them with a suit. You know, Granny always told me, don't wear a suit and then put sneakers on, you loser. I mean, honestly. And I just saw him and I'm like, bro, you got like basketball shoes on, white basketball shoes with a suit. Now, they may match. They do match. Congratulations. You still are a giant male organ when you wear basketball shoes with a suit. I don't care who it is. I just don't care who you are. Have you ever seen like the weather guy, Carver High? They're all wearing sneakers now on TV. Like they show up in a suit and tie to do the weather
now. It's like everybody
sneakers
does.
On, like because they want to be comfortable or something on the set. Now listen, I won't deny I wear basketball shorts when I do coast to coast because I'm only seen from my chest up, like in my stomach up. I mean, I'm basically hunched over in a chair, doing the show with you on TV, right? No one sees our pants. No one sees our ass or our legs or our feet or anything. So I wear a blazer and a shirt, but I wear shorts when I do the show because you know me. I wear basketball shorts year round, but I don't wear basketball shoes to dinner in a suit. And I also don't wear, basketball shoes when I go to church or something. You know, the guy that goes to, like, the one Christmas service a year, he shows up for Christmas Eve, and the guy's rocking the high top basketball shoes with his suit. I'm like, dude, you look like a giant D. What are you doing? What are you doing? I just saw Kenny, great talent, love him, he's awesome. Don't wear sneakers with your suit. People say, oh, it looks good. Wrong. Carver High. You're on the game show. Wrong.
Well, this is now like he's like in like the majority now. I mean, all these people are doing this now. I mean, you see them all on I see coaches doing it. You see weather people doing it. You see all types of news people doing it. You got the analysts on TV doing it. Yeah. They're all rocking the sneakers with the suit.
That's great. Here's the after show. They're all wrong. Okay. They're all wrong and they're misguided. They are.
I don't disagree.
They've just made a bad choice and they got it all, screwed up. You don't do it. Like, I have dress shoes, loafers, things of this nature, and you wear those out to dinner. Okay. You wear those with suits. That's what you do. And you wear a nice pants with a belt, the whole deal. You don't wear basketball shoes to certain places. Can you imagine like going out on a date with hot Nicole and, you just met her and you're going out on a hot, heavy day and you're taking her out to a nice restaurant and then Carver High rolls up in his Reebok pumps. I mean, honestly, is that just sum it up? You can't do it. Shaq, my feet are broken. I got to be comfortable. My feet are broken. Every bone in my feet have been broken. I've had double plantar fascia, both feet, bone spurs, you name it. You've seen me Carver High in loafers in agony, walking around Vegas, wherever, in agony. I'm like a woman with her stilettos on. These are blood money. These are red bottom blood money. All I know is, you wear dress shoes when you have to wear them and you suffer the sore feet that goes with them. I was wearing loafers the other night, walking to this restaurant in Pittsburgh. I walked 5 blocks. I was in agony. And they were like, why didn't you just wear sneakers? I'm like, because you guys both look like male organ of the month club with your sneakers on. you got your sneakers on. You got your boat shoes on. You got your, top of the yacht shoe on there, Mr. You got your Keds on. What I just nobody told you along the way that you don't do that. Or how about these guys that put on people on the TV and the radio that shouldn't be on Carver High? Now we go into another area of concern. Certain people getting things that they shouldn't have. And then you got like amateur hour over here. Fans, like people coming to me. I'm like sitting at the game the other day. I got people saying to me, hey, have you heard these shows that they're rocking on this blah, 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 blah? I'm like, no, I haven't caught them. Worst show I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, well, what does that mean? The guy said, I listened for 3 nights and I had Harry Carey. I'm not talking about the announcer. I'm talking about offing myself, right? I listened. I wanted to wrap it up and finish it. Can't have a Carver High. Can't have bad shows. Can't have sneakers on with suits. Shaq's got it going now, eating donuts, got a suit on, wearing sneakers. Can't have it. What's next? You're going to wear your golf cleats with your suit to dinner? You're going to wear your, your Nike FootJoys or whatever the hell they are? You're going to wear your golf shoes right into the country club and have dinner with your wife and just wear the golf shoes all day. Drive in them. Take the kids for a walk in them. Maybe walk the dog in them. Can't have it, Carver High. You just can't have it. And it all started when I saw Kenny the Jet wearing white sneakers with his suit tonight. I am now the fashion police. And I'm right. I am right. So, Carver High, I have to ask you this question since you're not going to be working for the remainder of the month, apparently.
Wow.
3 days without you is like a month to me in dog years, in case you didn't know. I mean, I think you do know because we've worked together for a long time. And when we're not on together, the shows, this one, the other one, I have no problem doing it with other people. That's fine. I've done it with all these guys. They put on everybody with me, and I'm cool with everybody. You know I'm cool with everybody. I don't mess with anybody. I'm cool. I'm like, what's up, dude? It's great to see you. You're kicking it. Let's go. But you and I doing it and Mafia and everything, it's better. And that's what I'm used to every day. And then when it's not that way every day and it's like a 3 day, 5 day thing, that's like the longest yard to me, the movie, the longest yard right there. A little 3 day Carver High gets to go on a little Cape Cod open or a little 3 day. Yeah. They owe me the day's bender and a staycation. Screws me up because to me, it's dog years. Each one of those years is 7 years. Each one of those days is 7 years. 21 years you're leaving me for. And so if you're not going to work the rest of the month, you might as well tell me who you like in these NFL games on Sunday. Here we go. The Ravens and Browns at the dog pound.
I like the Ravens on Sunday. I'm sorry. I like the Browns on Sunday off the bye. I don't like the way the Ravens have been playing. Browns playing them technically for the second time in a row with the bye in between. I think they have a big performance when they're with the fresh legs on Sunday and they take care of business.
Ravens win because the Browns suck. Okay. When you're 500, you suck and the Steelers suck and your team's about to suck. They basically suck anyway because they haven't done anything. The Browns suck. They're going to lose. And they're not covering that 2.5.
No great.
We will hit the rest of the Pain Day games with your boy, the Sheet of Integrity General, Carver High, right here on a bench. Carver High needs a dog year staycation because he just said to me, I could tell, I can read his mind. He's like, is this guy really telling me about like radio rules right now? Like because I'm just trying to get the hell out of here tonight and have a Bud Light. I mean, is this guy really telling me about what you can't say on the air? And I was like, he was saying that in his mind while I was talking to him about some issues I had with some things that were said. And I'm like, look, I already know. I've been down this road, the yellow brick road, many times with what gets you in trouble and what doesn't. I actually had someone say to me the other day, you should really watch yourself when you're on the air because it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's a cancel culture world now, Scott. And you got to watch what you say. I'm like, do you know who the F you're talking to? Honestly, I'm just saying because, is there anyone that's had, honestly, more trouble with the feds than Howard Stern and I? I mean, honestly, Carver High, who's had more trouble? I mean, I've already gone to court with him 5 times.
You're definitely up there.
Thanks. Thanks. So I'm like, really? You want me to watch what I say, right? Because you don't think I know where the line is? You mean the Georgia-Florida state line? Sunshine on my shoulders make me happy. Anyway, Carver High, the rest of the games, you've already got one wrong. Jaguars and Titans in Smashville, Tennessee Landheim.
I like the Titans this week to cover. It's been a rough couple weeks for them. They've had a lot of injuries. I think that they get right at home against the Jags.
Raiders and Chiefs at Arrowhead. Kansas City on a bagel, a wheat thin, a wafer, a croissant. They are rolling. Land 9.5 to the Raiders. Is it too much of the big wood?
No, it is not. The Raiders are on their usual November, December swoon
finish
into
tour.
The end of the season. Yeah, the finish tour. So the finish tour probably gets the exclamation point on Sunday in Arrowhead. They finish them off. See ya.
The Saints and Jets at Snoopy and New Orleans is laying 5.
And I tell you, I actually like the Jets as the home dog this week. I don't know if they win the game, but I have a feeling this game's going to be ugly. And this could be a game where the Saints win late on a field goal. Maybe the Jets get a late. Maybe the Jets get a late backdoor cover touchdown. Something very ugly. But I think 5.5 with the way the Saints have been playing is way too many points.
Is this like today when I did the Kentucky game on Coast to Coast and I said, I'm laying 30 and I have absolutely no idea why? Yeah. You know, like, I'm taking the Jets, and I have no idea why.
I'm just taking them. I'm watching the Saints every week.
A stab.
I've seen a lot of the Saints, and they're not a team that I would lay 5.5 points on the road with against anybody right now.
Fair enough. Cowboys and Washington, they have sexually teased us for months, even a year, of what their new nickname will be. And I just wanted to say, I'm first in line. No one cares anymore about your effing nickname. Okay. No one cares. I mean, we already got like name changes going on and cancel culture. This everybody's trying to change. Everybody change these diapers. Okay. I mean, honestly, just leave it, Washington football team. But that's not what they're going to do. They're going to come out with some big, huge new. I mean, they're changing everything. New jerseys, new coats, T-shirts, hats, mugs, beer cups, tailgate stuff, bare necessity. They're going to have a new nickname. Like, you know it's coming any day now, Carver. They've announced it. Even your boy, the head coach there, Riverboat Ron, said it's coming very soon. They've been telling us that for a year.
They certainly have. I don't care about their dopey name. What I do care about is they've been winning games and covering games for a while now, and they're getting points at home against the Cowboys, who, let's be honest, have the Cowboys really been that super impressive the past few weeks? I mean, even beating the Saints last week, I didn't think they were that great. Week before, lost at home to the Raiders. I'm taking the points with the football team at home on Sunday. Let's go.
I want to be clear that I hate them. And I've never cared about them ever. And I remember going into the booth at RFK or whatever the hell it was called. And Sonny Jurgensen was doing the games on JFK in D.C., the Redskins game. And they brought me in there and I was, you know, the national host. And I was on JFK every night. And I was number one in D.C. and all of, the Beltway, everything. And I remember walking in to the press box and they introduced me to all the famous legends that do the Redskins games back in the day. And Sonny Jurgensen looked like he cabled in his pants when they introduced me to him because he just wanted no part of me. He's like, I do not like you and I'm going to have it written all over my face when I meet you. He had a look on his face like this. He was like, when he saw me in his booth, he was like, get him out of here. You know who else had that same reaction to me? I've had a couple like that. Was your boy, what's his name, that does the Rangers with Bill Pedo? He does Randy Velichek. Is that his name? Is that the guy's name?
You're talking about in the studio he does it?
Yeah, in the studio. They got like some old goalie in there. Steven Valiquette, that's him. Was he a goalie?
Yes.
Okay, well, so I'm doing a devil thrasher game one day, and it was, 5-1 or something, devils. In like the second period, they're killing us. And there was a call made, and it was so bad. I mean, the call was so bad, like typical NHL stuff, right? And I just slammed my fist down on a table and I smashed a phone like Bob Knight. I just I took my fist and I slammed a phone and it bounced up in the air. And Stephen Valiquette went like this. He went, oh, God forbid you will be banished. And I looked at him like this. I go, you see these right here? You know what these are, don't you? These are right here, right here. I keep them right down here. I want you to have them for the remainder of the evening. My gift to you, these right here, these. You know what they are. There they are, Steve. Go ahead. I don't even know you, you hack. I get this all the time. Sonny Jurgensen gave me the. And then I got Stephen Valiquette. I love it. And the grand one, the grand poobah was when I saw, I told you the guy that I apologized to him for my porous behavior in San Francisco. I said, listen, I'm really sorry that I, ruined all your walls and broke all your windows. And sorry we went to the bathroom on those people in the rain over the radio station down in the nightclub. And I'm sorry I was number one for four straight books and made you millions. Sorry about all that. I just wanted to say I'm sorry. And the guy, I said, I'm sorry. I reached out to shake his hand. He wouldn't shake my hand. I was like, well, then again, I always kind of thought you were a D to begin with. So why don't we just keep it the way it was? I don't like you either. I tried to be nice, Carver High. I tried to extend a warm hand of, you know, forgiveness, joy, love, and kindness. Couldn't have it. So we went right back to the gutter. Right into the gutter. Down there with the junkies and all the freaks and the needles. And I was like, okay, then we can just keep hating each other. That's fine, too. And I'm 6'4", 220. You're 5'6", 175, bald and ugly with a glass eye. I will beat your ass. How's that? How's that taste? Have a nice day. Mm. Say goodnight to the bad guy. Honestly, it's just unbelievable. But I went to see that great franchise, which has been ruined. That great franchise has been ruined by that Napoleon-ass owner of theirs. That little teeny man with his big wife towering over him. He's not even allowed to run anything anymore. He's so corrupt. And then they can't even get a name right because they caved on their nickname that they had for, like, since before Christ. I always said on television, I went on Johnny Cochran in L.A. and I said, never change the name. Do not kowtow to anyone. Do not change anything. Don't listen to the haters, all the people that want you to change culture, cancel this. Get rid of this guy. Get rid of that guy. Screw you. You don't like our nickname? Have a sandwich. You know, I always believed, Carver High, that Snyder would never change the name. He would never kowtow. Yeah. He would never, you know, fold up shop and throw in his cards.
I don't think he would have changed the name if he didn't have all the other stuff going on, because they had him by the, you know what, because of all the other things that came out in their big report with what happened with the women there, what happened with his behavior, and all those things.
So what about, I mean, the Braves didn't change anything. Florida State didn't change anything.
Yeah, but like I said, they had one over on him. They were like, we're going to take your team away. Oh, we'll make some concessions to you. We're going to do this, this, and this. Oh, and you're going to change the name, too.
You know what that is? Swinging at high cheese, the high fastball. That's Brett Gardner type stuff. I mean, you just swing and miss on the high cheese there, Danny boy. I'm with Carver High on the Washington game over Dallas. I won't be surprised if we lose that. Okay, fair enough. Every time I go near that stench, I get burned. I mean, it's like sticking. Remember that story I told you, the guy in Pittsburgh? He's spitting on my Kobe beef. He's sitting in my seat at the restaurant. He's all over my food. I'm like, I'm done eating. I'm out of here. Give me the check. And then the guy put his hand down on the stone that you cooked the Kobe beef on. And I was like, hey, bro, your hand's on fire. And he was so drunk, he didn't even know it. His hand was on fire. I think that's my new reaction to betting on Washington. Every time, because I know they're winning, and your boy Heineken's doing the job, but I go near him with my wallet. Ugh, bad things happen, real bad things. I don't trust him as far as you can spit. In fact, would they beat the Raiders 17-15, like on a field goal or something like that?
Yeah.
So they don't know whether they're coming or going. And I do think Dallas and Dak are better than Heineken Light. And I do think Dallas, you know, I think McLaurin's good. And then I draw the line there. Dallas, meanwhile, has more, you know, players that stand out to me. That can do big things, you know, CeeDee Lamb and Cooper, and they got all this that can strike and get you a win. I think they have the potential to go to the playoffs and maybe win a game. I don't trust them going deep. I don't trust them on a run level where they're going to go to the Super Bowl, but I do think they're going to go to the playoffs. And Washington has to keep winning. They're winning now. They got to keep winning to get in, right? So they can't afford to lose this game. That's when it gets hairy. That's when it gets sticky. You can't afford to lose. So what do? You lose. You just can't afford to lose. The Steelers couldn't afford to tie the Browns. What did they do? They tied the Browns. The Steelers couldn't afford to lose to the Chargers in that primetime game. And what happened? They lost to them, whatever, 41-37. And then they couldn't afford to lose to the Bengals. And what'd they do? They got 41 put on them again. I mean, just when you think famous last words, we can't afford to lose this game today. We got to win. So then you go out and screw it up. So that's kind of what I think, but I'm with him. I'm betting on him. So I'm leery. I'm Dennis Leary. All right. Falcons and Panthers. How about the coach rule? I'm going to fire Joe Brady, and then I'm going to tell everybody what a great guy he is, and he's a family man. I gave him a hug, and I love him, and I fired him. I mean, how cheesy was that Matt Rhule? I lost so much respect for that dude in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, that was really ridiculous today. We played that clip on Coast to Coast of him just, you know, God, man, you fired the guy. Like, relax. He's such a great offensive wizard. I'm sure somebody else is going to give him a shot. I've been backing Falcons a lot lately, pretty stupid on my part, and I'm not going to do it this week. I'm with the Panthers, especially getting the little extra rest off the bye. I think that matters late in the year. I think late in the year when you have a late bye like this, it does make a difference.
I'm with you on that game. Fair enough. Now, the Seahawks were stunning. I couldn't believe that they won the game, right? And that was a shock in itself. So now you're going to what? Bet on him against the Texans in Houston?
I'm actually not. I am. Yeah, I'm not.
For no reason. For no apparent reason.
I think over 7, this is dicey. Now, here's the thing for me, though. It sounds like Davis Mills is going to play, and that kind of changes things. If Tyrod was playing, I'd probably be more in on this. I actually like the under more than anything else. It's 41.5 right now. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points between the Seahawks and the Texans. That's more where I like in this game.
All right. Lions and Broncos. Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my. How about that 8 spot they're getting in the Mile High City? And they've been in every game. They cover left and right. They won against the Vikings. They got to be feeling like, I mean, we got free access to the strip club after 8 p.m. We're in. I mean, we're going over there. We got these little cards. We got it at the Steeler game. They invited us over there after the game for, you know, 2-for-1 drinks and ladies' night at the strip club. So, I mean, do you think the Lions can take advantage of, you know, free access to the strip club?
I'm a little worried about a letdown after them actually winning a game. You know, they've been in all these games and they've come so close to actually win them. I don't know if I can expect another big effort out of them, but they've been so damn good covering. I mean, they're 8-4 against the spread, and this is over a touchdown. I don't think the Broncos are that good. I haven't all year. I think I'm going to take the 8 right now with the Lions.
I am too. Great minds think alike. The Giants and Chargers in Lipstick City at SoFi. Maybe the Giants could ask for a loan so that they could you know, find a way to get some players, you know, get a loan from SoFi, get rid of Judge, get rid of Daniel Jones, get rid of all the hacks, and bring in some players.
There is absolutely no reason why the Chargers shouldn't win this game by like 30 points. Like, this should be like 31-3 Chargers on Sunday. But they are the Chargers. They're the Chargers. And it always has to make you think a couple of times. I'm going to lay it with the Chargers, but I could see this being a sweat job. Like, it shouldn't
still
be.
Gonna lay it.
I'm still going to lay it because the Giants suck so much. Like, they just suck. And Judge makes a big deal. Well, we're going to go stay in Arizona this week. You know, we're not going back to New York. We're going to spend some time together, you know, out in Arizona before the game. Shut up, dude.
Maybe
you got Jake
go
Fromm
hang
playing
out with
quarterback
that.
On Sunday.
Oh, no, wait. Oh. I know what they can do. I mean, maybe they're a reversal of fortunes. They'll go stay the night at that politician, that crazy woman Green. Isn't she from Arizona?
Yeah.
They can go stay at her crib, and she could spread her hate to them. And then maybe Judge will finally learn how to coach in the NFL and be a winner. And then the G-men cover to 10.5. Go stay with Marjorie Green or whatever the hell her name is, that wacko, that crazy wacko. Stay with her. I bet she likes to drink wine and champagne and maybe roll up a little butter spliff, like a little Saturday night special. They could stay at her house in there, you know, going to the desert to get away from New York and all the stress. Here's the deal, Joe Judge. No one cares about your football team in New York. You suck, and people gave up on you already. I mean, you're in your whatever. You got his job that it's not going to last. They got to get rid of him, too. It's like they mow through coaches now like toilet paper. They stink so bad that if they stay with that Green crazy woman, stay with her, and it'll cover the 10.5. She might not take him to the strip club herself, that crazy one. She's crazy. Have you ever seen who I'm talking about, this woman?
I know who you're talking about. I'm not
She's
sure
a
where
whack
she's
job.
From, but I know who you're talking about, yes.
She's a whack crazy. Job. Something's wrong with her.
I hope she hears me loud and clear.
And I hope everybody gets really uncomfortable when I start calling out politicians for being wackos and idiots and losers and liars and thieves, because she's the ringleader. She's just an absolute right-wing wacko nut house. And I don't care what anybody thinks. Chick fight. Put them out, Carver High. Drop the gloves. We got a little NHL, little rabbit punch. Hink, 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 hink. To all the people that love their constituent from the fine state of Arizona with all their diversity problems. All right, Carver High. He's like, I'm reading his mind right now. He's like, what the F is he talking about? Strippers and politicians drinking champagne and smoking butter spliffs. I need a staycation. I got to get away from this Pharrell guy. He's lost his mind. He's crazy, that guy. All right, Niners and Bengals in the jungle. I think the Niners go in there and beat them.
I'm on the Bengals, believe it or not. I don't think the Niners I haven't been a believer in the Niners all year long. And I just got a feeling the Bengals will bounce back. I probably am going to get burned by them, but I'm going with the Bengals.
So wait, all right. So you're telling me? Well, they did lose to the Seahawks, so that was a stunner. But they had beat the Vikings, they had beat the Jags,
they beat
the Rams.
They suck. That's a good win for them. And I get that. That was at home. Good win at home.
All right. So you're taking the Bengals.
I don't think Zach likes to play craps.
Zach Taylor.
Yes, that's my guy now.
Bills, Bucks in Raymond James in Tampa, and the Bucks are only laying 3 to the Bills. I think the Bucks can beat the Bills by 10 or more.
Look, I don't know where to go here. Obviously, there's, you know, I'm skewed one way. I'm obviously not going to bet this game. I'd like to see the Bills give an effort, but I don't think that, I think they'll get cut up on D. They're going to get cut up.
I think they could actually. I bet on the Bucks and I laid the 3. It's too butter. It's too easy. It's like, you know, getting a free super salad at the restaurant. Yep. I think the Bills might actually upset them. because everybody's like done with the Bills. They're finished, kaput. Everybody's going to bet on Tampa and they're all going to lose their money. I
think that all Tampa needs to do is watch what the Patriots and the Colts have done to the Bills on the ground in two of the last 3 weeks and just run the rock all day. Just run the rock and just crush them over it.
Sunday night, Jesus is hosting a party. God.
I mean, how could you not taking be on the sick Bears. Of this? I am so sick of the Bear-Packer primetime games. Like, nobody cares about the longest rivalry in NFL, 100 years of the Bears and the Packers. Nobody cares. The games suck every year because the Bears suck. So now we're subjected to watching this awful game on Sunday night. I hope the Packers are up by 30 at halftime and everybody turns their television sets off so that NBC gets no ratings in the second half. How about that?
You know, it's the same thing as me supporting, you know, 34C and her friends going to the Caribbean and sleeping with men that they don't know.
Right.
Sometimes you just have to say, I'm not watching the Bears and Packers. I'm going to go sleep with women I don't know.
Yeah, I can't believe that they continue to force feed it down our throat. Just here, more Bears and Packers. Just keep
both
taking
games.
It, taking it.
Both
and,
games.
And this is late in the year. The Bears suck. They're out of it. This is a Sunday night game. They could have flexed out of this, and they don't because it's the Bears and the Packers. You know, just shut up.
You know what? They primetime both of them every year, the Bears-Packers, like anyone cares.
Sick.
And then they're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers and his, you know, politics and his taking a stand and his fight against America and science and doctors and COVID. And he's above all of us.
It's so tiring.
All right, Rams and Cardinals on the Monday nighter. I'll be on the air for that one. We'll be ready to go. I think I'm actually working on the 13, 14, 15, and 16. The 17th is a Friday. I'm off. I'm going to the Steeler-Titan game that weekend in Pittsburgh. And I am going to be here for this game, Rams-Cardinals. I think it's going to be a good game. Here's what I'm going to do. I hit the Cardinals, if you remember, at SoFi. I'm going to reverse. I'm going to flip the coin. I think the Rams will return serve, and Stafford will actually win the game Monday night in Arizona.
My favorite game of the entire week. I'm on the Rams. This seems too easy. -2.5, Cardinals, best record. Come on. Rams are going to return serve. They're going to beat them.
I'll tell you what the Lakers are up to right now in the third, late in Lipstick City. All right, Carver, I don't have a lot of time. Flames lead the Sharks 3-2. I told you, let me just give you these hockeys. Leafs won over the Jaguars. Lightning beat the Canadiens. Islanders beat the Senators. Preds beat the Wings. Ducks beat the Sabres. Panthers lose in St. Louis to the Blues in overtime. Canes win in Farrelipeg. Rangers win in Chicago, I told you. And the Wild over the Oilers in Edmonton. They beat them by 3 goals. I just wanted to give you tonight's college rack as quickly as I can. You know, Nova is up on Syracuse 67-53 with under a minute left. Kentucky beat Southern, did not cover. Georgia beat Jacksonville, and they covered. They won by 11. They were laying 9.5. It's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle. Rhode Island by 10 over Sacred Heart. Providence by 10 over Vermont. Texas Tech upset Tennessee by 5 in overtime. James Madison, I gave you that one, 5.5. They beat Virginia outright, 52-49. My buddy's a coach at Princeton. They kicked Bucknell's ass tonight. Shep went to Bucknell, and my boy, the gunslinger, is a coach at Princeton in basketball. Love that dude. He also works at Sports Grid, by the way. Real quick, I know I got some other ones in here. Michigan blows out Nebraska and Lincoln. I mean, they did them and slept with their girlfriends. Kansas big over UTEP. No problem there. Loyola beat Roosevelt. Roosevelt, wasn't he on a White Shadow too? I think he was, Carver High. Charleston, I gave you. They beat Tulane. Temple by 4 over Vanderbilt. I gave you Temple with the spread. And then Arkansas won by 20. I gave you DePaul. They won by 20. That was my number one play. Oklahoma loses to Butler after I said Butler looks terrible this year. Carver, I have a nice vacation. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast. Good night.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect Valentine's gift. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So, if you're looking for a Valentine's Day gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.